Why did you join the Summer Institute?
First of all, I can't. They're picking me out of 300 and something kids in my school, in my middle school. And he picked me because he thought I was a leader. And I decided to come because I thought I was a leader and I thought I could help West Charlotte.
Why do you think you're a leader?
I think I'm a leader because I help other people. I take control of situations. I make good choices. Everything a leader needs to be.
Can you give us some examples of how you help other people? Like, what kinds of situations are you in where you are helping people?
About a community service project we had to do in our school where other people can't think of ideas or anything. So I shot my idea out there, and they kept on coming, and then they started acting, and everything started come along.
And what are some of the ideas to be able to help?
Community. Some of the ideas of starting Emerging Leaders College Fund Program, where we could do car washes and pump people gas for them, and they would get donations to us. So people, seniors that want to go to college but don't have the money to get a chance to, instead of wasting your life.
That was one of the ideas that you came up with when you were working with your classmates?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it West Charlotte that used that idea?
We're starting up right as you speak. We are, this is West Charlotte's idea right now, but I think it's going to move on to all of North Carolina.
How did you do in elementary and in middle school?
My last report card, I got straight A's. And my last report card in elementary, my last fifth grade report card, all A's and one B+. So I think I did pretty good.
So then that means you study pretty well and do your homework pretty well. Is that right?
I study, but I'm not a brain yet. Like people would say, I work hard. I'm in the in crowd, but I'm not. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say.
So you don't have your head shoved in a book all the time. You still have time to socialize with your friends and do other things.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. You don't have to always be a brainiac to work hard to accomplish your goals.
Did you ever think you were going to join something like the Summer Institute that you're in now?
I didn't think I was, but it grew on me. Like, once you get into it, it's hard to pull away from it.
What is it about this that makes you want to stay and keep it up?
The activities that we're doing, how they're involving us in West Charlotte, and how I want to be a leader. I want to just be an ordinary person. I want to be remembered for something that I did.
What do you want to do?
Right now, I just want to maintain a 5.0 and go to get a scholarship to Harvard right now and play basketball.
What do you want to study in Harvard?
I like science. I like messing with chemicals and stuff like that right now. Writing and reading. Being a journalist for the newspaper or something.
Do you think you'll be ready for your freshman year?
I think I will be real prepared.
Brandon Trapp, thank you very much for speaking with us, and good luck on your first year in school.
Thank you, and I had a great time, I guess.